number 6. Minimalism requires practice. Okay, my friends, I am excited to be here today for a minimalist mini, and this is a topic I've been thinking about a lot lately. Most things that we want are habit-based. I think sometimes that people feel that if they just get rid of all their stuff, then they will be minimalists. And either that idea appeals to them or it doesn't. And I feel like it's a really good starting point for minimalism sometimes. However, it's sometimes very overwhelming to think about all of the things that you will need to get rid of in order to feel like you can call yourself minimalist or whatever. Personally, I really believe that saying the words "I am" is so powerful. If you want to be a minimalist, start calling yourself a minimalist. Calling yourself something will turn you into that thing because you will change your behaviors. And as you change your behaviors, your surroundings will change or your habits will change, and then you will become that thing. If I tell myself I'm a hoarder, I guarantee you I'm going to start getting more stuff. It just works that way. As we tell ourselves the things that we are, whether they are good or bad, positive or negative, usually become more of that thing. So in order for minimalism to really stick, I think it works better if it isn't just surrounding your actual possessions and counting them and wondering how many you've got now and how many you've gotten rid of. It's a very basic thing to say, like, okay, I only have this many things, so that makes me a minimalist. Oliver says hello. Oliver is guarding us from the evil mailman, apparently. Anyway, I had to just take a long break because he kept on barking. And I need to remember what I was saying. So I'm going to kind of get back on track here, and it may not be quite on the exact same track that I was before. I believe, though, that I was about to say that minimalism requires practice. And the reason for this is that we don't want it just to have influence on one area of our life, just those possessions. I personally want it to influence my life in many ways because I know that it brings so much quality into my life in whatever area that it touches. And it basically just kind of weeds out those things that I don't want, even in a very simple, basic way. Like, it can just make your life so much easier. Like, I recently just organized in a very minimalist and aesthetically pleasing way my kitchen. And you know what? It has made my life so much easier. It makes me excited to cook. It has separated out the fact that I've got everything sorted out into its own space and its own jar. And now I am very committed, even more so than I was before. And I was already super duper committed to eating healthfully. Now I'm even more committed to that. And it makes my life easier. And you could say, well, that's just organizing your kitchen. But it's not. It really took time and effort and thought. And it made me get rid of all of the things that were in my kitchen that I did not want in there and create the spaces and the ways of storage that I wanted. It's a major benefit. And that's just one little tiny thing. It has done the same thing for my schedule and the things that I decide to spend my time on. And it makes me weigh out what I want. I love minimalism. And I think that in order for those things that we want to become habits, we actually have to practice them. Most habits are not formed overnight, and it just really doesn't work that way. Most of the time we start in a very, very humble position and begin our adventure from that point. And the only thing that gets us going forward is taking baby steps, moving forward. And those little baby steps are practices of minimalism or whatever it is that you are trying to achieve or apply this to. If you lived in a small enough space, you could probably like get rid of all the stuff that you wanted to get rid of out of your house, like over a weekend. You could probably do that. And if you are doing the self-isolating right now from the coronavirus, then you probably could get a lot of work done in this time. Some of those things, if you kept on working at it, would become habit. But if you could magically snap your fingers or just work really hard for a weekend and your home was all cleared out of the things that you didn't want anymore, That would be awesome in one way. It would just be like, wow, chore done. But also, I think two things could happen. First off, you could end up getting rid of things that actually have value in your life and keeping things that don't, because minimalism really is a process and it should be a mindful thing. And yeah, some things you can just like go and donate and it's like, wow, yeah, I really don't need five of whatever. The other thing that can happen that I think is actually really bad is you will not form a habit. If you get the Mary Poppins snap your fingers and it's like, you know, everything is all done, then you will end up having all of that stuff back in your home within a few weeks, months, years, whatever. And it will ultimately turn into what it was before because you will not have changed. And if we don't change, then our surroundings don't change either. Most of the time, anything we want comes down to us and our behaviors and habits influencing what's going on around us. As you're choosing your minimalism, it's really important to figure out what areas you'd like to affect the most. And a lot of times people really do want it to affect their possessions because they want to walk in their door and find a beautiful, happy home that's aesthetically pleasing and all of that sort of thing. And that's okay. That's wonderful. The way our surroundings make us feel is, I think, a very major mood influencer, especially depending on what type of person you are. And so having that like really pleasant feeling when you walk in your door, that peaceful feeling, it's probably going to make you treat your family or roommate or whatever's going on, whoever lives there, it's going to make them feel better. I know our pets are even happier when our RV is all put together. We've been renovating and they have been like, where do I like lay and play? And, you know, there have always been spaces available, but now that it's almost done, they are so happy. They're thrilled to have this area and that area and to freely roam. And, you know, there isn't a tool where they used to play with a string or whatever. So we feel that too. We definitely feel the stress as soon as we walk in the door and we see a bunch of junk on our like little entrance dresser or whatever. Like it influences us. It makes us feel some stress. Almost everyone I know is like that. So yes, getting rid of your possessions that you don't need or want, it will change the way you feel. However, as we practice minimalism and we make it a part of our daily life, it ends up becoming more than just about how many things you have, and it influences those other areas of our lives. So many different areas of our lives. It's amazing. As I study these topics and research, and as I come up with my own theories and thoughts, I'm amazed at how much influence in minimalism has on our lives. So taking the time to practice daily, I think sometimes people feel like it's a lesser or an inferior path. And to that, I would say like it's actually superior. It is much better just to practice minimalism a little bit every day in one way or another, whether you are saying, okay, today I'm enjoying this space that I cleared out, or today I'm going to go ahead and donate five things or find five things and put them in that box in the garage that's going to go to a donation when donations are available. I don't even know if you can make donations right now during this coronavirus thing. I don't know. Everything is so crazy out there. So anyway, you can put it in a box. If you are in this predicament, which I am, I've got things I want to donate and I can't. I would give them away, donate them or whatever, and I can't right now. It's driving me crazy. But I'm just kind of setting things aside and putting them in a box. And when the time is right and everyone is able to do those sorts of things, I'll just take that box when the time comes. Making those little tiny steps every day actually changes our habits and it creates new ones, and it provides us with a better way of cementing in that minimalism. It's like, okay, I've been learning to speak Spanish for a long time. I think 15 years now. I have not been consistent, but I look back and I think, wow, 15 years. If I just would have said, I'm going to practice Spanish every day for 5 minutes, how far would I be right now, guys? Way farther along than I actually am. I'm okay with my efforts. because in the last 15 years, I've had a lot going on. We all have had a lot going on in the last 15 years. If you look at the whole scope of the last 15 years of your life, like a lot has happened, right? However, I know that those things that I have consistently done every single day, just a little bit of, I have had so much more success in. It's like that with pretty much everything. And it becomes second nature, and then it is who you are. Now, when you are deciding what to practice, think about what is most important to you. If it is the possessions thing, then focus on that. Figure out where you can stick those donations that you'll be able to make at some point. And, you know, start throwing stuff in that box. Figure out what you really want. If you suddenly find yourself with some free time on your hands, it's kind of a good opportunity to clear your surfaces, see what that looks like. It also is a good time to take a look at your schedule. Many of us are going to have an opportunity to recreate our lives when this has calmed down. And it's probably kind of a good time to say, okay, this is something that was really stressing me out. You can kind of see which ones you're like, wow, I'm so glad I don't have to do that anymore. I have heard that so many times on Facebook. A lot of times it's in a meme or whatever, and that's kind of funny and some needed humor right now. But if you have things in your life that you're like, wow, it's so nice not having to do this, it's probably a good time to see how your schedule can be turned into a minimalist practice as we are able to kind of reintroduce activities into our lives. I really think that it's another good time to take a look at our emotional minimalism and how can we practice better mental health and what can we do right now. I know that a lot of that health and mental health care right now is really difficult. Maybe it's a good opportunity to start the practice of journaling, or maybe it's a good opportunity to, if you have access to being able to sit outside and get some fresh air, or just meditating or whatever. There are little things that we can do that are just good minimalist mental and emotional minimalist practices that we can kind of implement and work on right now. If you are working on minimalist practices, now is, I think, the time to do it. I really do. I know it's hard with stress and different things that are going on and worries and fears and all of that sort of thing. But if you can keep yourself busy with implementing some minimalist practices right now, it probably will be a really healthy thing for you and will probably further you along and give you a good opportunity to see what you really want to practice as a minimalist. Because everyone is going to have different minimalist practices that they could really benefit from in their lives, and it's not the same for everyone. Someone that really only has a few possessions doesn't need to work on having fewer possessions necessarily. They might be in the place where they need to practice more mental or emotional minimalism or things like that. So we all kind of have different areas of minimalism that we can work on implementing into our lives. So my challenge for you is to think about what little daily habit you can work on for the next, I don't know, a couple weeks or whatever, and start working on it. And don't belittle it, no matter what. Those little tiny steps have gotten me farther than any of the leaps that I have taken, because the leaps are always like, oh, I did one leap and I'm tired. I'm just going to stay here for a really long time. And the little steps have got me way farther because they've become a part of me, and it's ultimately become something I don't have to think about. And at the end of the day, it's just who I am, what's happening, and I just don't even have to think about it anymore. It's like a spinning plate that maybe I have to pay attention to every once in a while, but mostly it just does its thing. I hope you have an excellent week, and remember, it is all about the experiences, not the stuff.